Hello, baby. I'm sorry to hear that you can't sleep tonight. But I'm glad to have you. Why don't you join me? And I'll tell you about one of my favorite places to go. It always starts the same. I wake up, surrounded by golden wheat. The auburn sunlight reflecting off of it and painting this beautiful tone juxtaposed against a bright blue sky. I breathe every breath as the earth does, and I watch the spindly little tips of the wheat flow in the wind. Underneath my fingertips, I feel the brown earth give way to all my ministrations. I could stay here forever, feeling the breeze across my face, wearing a comfortable blanket of warmth from the wheat that towers above me. But I have somewhere to be, a path that I love to walk. I stand, and the wheat still towers above me. This place isn't real, so why should it follow the same rules? Up above, beyond my reach, almost as if it got no closer, the wind points in the direction that I have to go. That's how I've always found my bearings. It's easy to feel lost. The subtle hints and nudges tell me the way to go. As I push through, gently, so effortlessly finding my way, the heads of wheat slowly start to taper off, and I get a better and better view of everything that's to come. A tree line punctuates my line of sight. Gorgeous redwoods. Sometimes they're oak and cedar, but the color is always the thing that stands out here. A gorgeous, natural brown and red painted across the landscape. Vibrant green dotting the top, as if painted with an old paintbrush. Right ahead, just like the wind pointed me, I see the trail that I've walked so many times. I push ahead, the last vestiges of the field giving way to the most beautiful little daisies and flowers. I try to not step on them, it feels a shame, but it's okay. They're part of the painting of this world. But so am I. And so are you when you're with me. This beauty, it's all intentional. And that's okay. As I enter the woods, the golden brown and auburn of the wheat fades to give into almost a melancholy green. The moss and the lichen that dot the earth and the fallen wood around me give a matte background to the light that peeks through the trees. My father used to call them the hands of God. Poking through the skyline, telling you where to go. The trees may have blocked the wind, but there's a new guideline now. I push ahead, knowing where we have to be. As the sun sets, I feel no pressure, I feel no rush, but excitement. I know where our journey will end today, and I can't wait for you to see it. Each crunch of leaf and branch, it adds to everything. almost as if you could feel the sounds. They add to the texture of the landscape, just as any color would. As we move further down the path, small bits of crushed rock and gravel begin to appear at our feet. It's a path more traveled, less isolated than the golden crowns of that field we were just in. This is a familiar place. This is somewhere that we were meant to be. As the light pokes through the canopy around us, the foliage begins to thin. It's been a long walk. We're halfway there, but it'll be worth it, I promise. When we finally break through and the horizon clears, you can finally see what I was so excited to show you. It's a mountain, our mountain, one that you and I have watched many sunsets on, and the rocky tundra that runs up the side of the mountain. It's beautiful in its own way. As we begin to push our way up to the hill, a small stream begins to grace your ears. A low flowing of water over wet rock. We're going to follow it all the way up to the top of the mountain. Has to come from somewhere, doesn't it? But just before we get to the base of the mountain, we finally see something so special to me. A little cabin. I could go on and on about the construction of this perfect little home, but the walls are the walls, the roof, the roof. The ramshackle appearance of wood gives a small hint as to how cozy and comfy it is when everything's perfect. On a beautiful summer day, with the windows open, the birds chirping through the trees. It's a wonderful sight, and it feels like part of the natural landscape. And on the colder nights, the windows closed, and a good view of the mountain. It's the perfect place to boil a cup of water and warm our souls before we head up the cliff. It's not too bad today. Some would call it perfect, even. But this is a dream. It should be perfect, shouldn't it? We walk by the house, rallied and rested, and begin to climb, so delicately and so slowly, hand in hand. Some say adversity creates a bond, a trust. That's a part of the human experience. The challenge brings forward the beauty in a relationship like ours. To get to be your guide is as beautiful as any visage, any sunset, any warm cup of coffee or tea, as our breath freezes as it leaves our lips. Hand in hand, supporting each other up the side of the ascent. Slow and steady is the way it has to be. The higher we climb, the more everything becomes visible, though. The forest that we just passed through seems so small on the horizon, especially with the backdrop of a seemingly never-ending field of wheat. Wheat that climbs so impossibly high up into the sky, dotting even the clouds, as if the earth itself was painting them into the sky. One day we should go as deep as we can into that wheat. Not today, though. Today, I want to share the sunset with you. As we finally get close to the top, the ground begins to level out. What was once clay is now rock. Grays, browns, sometimes even a little white as the chalk cuts through. Normally, these tones would be too drab for a perfect world like this, but just as you begin to notice the lack of color, the sun starts to set, and a brand new splash of paint is given over everything around us. But we're not spared from this at all. This place, this isolated moment so far away from the greens and the golds, the blue of water, the soft silvers of snowy peaks, is us, painted in the sunset by an immaculate light. The golden hour rests on your cheek, and you look more beautiful than anywhere else in the world. It's a dream, and you look perfect. But the sunset is why we're here. So we sit. We watch the clouds move and pass, painted beautiful purple, red, blue, black, white. Colors so unnatural, so unfound, yet they seem to fit perfectly high up in the sky. If I could, I would pull that sunset down and wrap it around our shoulders to keep us warm. Instead, we just have to settle for watching. As they begin to fade and the colors pass to gift other people around this beautiful place, we're greeted with a skyline unlike anything else. Perfect views of the stars. Every time I come here, they're different. I'm never sure what that means for the rules of this place, but that's okay. It means that every time I come up here, there's something new to see. A new constellation, a new star. Galaxies spin and fold right in front of our eyes. When we woke up in the wheat, we were small. And yet under the celestial bodies, we're even smaller. We need to get down, though. I'd hate to have you up too late. Close your eyes for me, and I'll take us back. Back to that beautiful place of golden wheat, soft wind, and warm earth. The place you can always find me. The place where we can take our little walk. The place that we can always find each other. Close your eyes, darling. I'll see you in the morning.